Ulysses Everett McGill, and he's on an odyssey.
Hey, any of you boys, Smithies? Or, if not Smithies per se, were you otherwise trained in the metallurgical arts before straightened circumstances forced you into life aimless wanderings?
All he really is a fellow who's not quite as bright as he thinks he is.
Who elected you leader of this outfit?
Well, Pete, I figured it should be the one with the capacity for abstract thought.
Pardon me, George. You got a plan for getting out of here?
Sure, boys.
It's the sirens. Cyclops. Thank you.
I believe I've seen you boys around here before. Allow me to introduce myself. Name of Daniel T, known in these precincts as Big Dan T. All of those who are pressed for time, Big Dan Tootcourt.
Basically, he's a man who's trying to get, you know, family's important. He's trying to get his wife back. I got news for you, in case you hadn't noticed. I wasn't hit by a train. And I have traveled many a weary mile to be back with my wife and my six daughters.
Seven, Daddy.
We really didn't know when we wrote it who we wanted to have play the part. But honestly, when we were done with it, George really seemed like a very logical choice to us.
The fact that they showed up and offered me this role and said, you know, we think you can do this, there's an enormous amount of trust on their part.
I mean, he's a really skilled actor. What we didn't know at the time, and what most people probably don't know, is that he's also a goofball.
I like Joel much better than Ethan. I don't like Ethan.
It's a sort of Three Stooges movie in a lot of ways.
You want to introduce it, Pete?
I don't know their names. I've seen them first.
You never see no more.
A lot of this film is closer to The Wizard of Oz.
I'll meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Hi there, what's the matter about affecting anything?
Ulysses Everett McGill, and he's on an odyssey.
Hey, any of you boys, Smithies? Or, if not Smithies per se, were you otherwise trained in the metallurgical arts before straightened circumstances forced you into life aimless wanderings?
All he really is a fellow who's not quite as bright as he thinks he is.
Who elected you leader of this outfit?
Well, Pete, I figured it should be the one with the capacity for abstract thought.
Pardon me, George. You got a plan for getting out of here?
Sure, boys.
It's the sirens. Cyclops. Thank you.
I believe I've seen you boys around here before. Allow me to introduce myself. Name of Daniel T, known in these precincts as Big Dan T. All of those who are pressed for time, Big Dan Tootcourt.
Basically, he's a man who's trying to get, you know, family's important. He's trying to get his wife back. I got news for you, in case you hadn't noticed. I wasn't hit by a train. And I have traveled many a weary mile to be back with my wife. My six daughters.
Seven, Daddy.
We really didn't know when we wrote it who we wanted to have play the part. But honestly, when we were done with it, George really seemed like a very logical choice to us.
The fact that they showed up and offered me this role and said, you know, we think you can do this, is an enormous amount of trust on their part.
I mean, he's a really skilled actor. What we didn't know at the time, and what most people probably don't know, is that he's also a goofball.
I like Joel much better than Ethan. I don't like Ethan.
It's a sort of Three Stooges movie in a lot of ways.
You want to introduce it, Pete?
I don't know their names. I've seen them first.
You never see no more.
A lot of this film is closer to The Wizard of Oz.
I'll meet you home.